This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk about the Pirates. Let's talk about what's going on tonight. What's going to happen for the first time in Major League history? Well, that is that Shohei Ohtani will be facing the Pittsburgh Pirates for the first time in his career. For the first time ever. It's never happened before. Shohei Ohtani has never faced the Pittsburgh Pirates. And tonight, the Pirates and Angels, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, start a three-game weekend series, and Ohtani is set to pitch in the opener. So what does this mean? Are the Pirates doomed from the start? Perhaps. Are we going to look at the Pirates as any better or worse if they end up pulling out a win tonight against Shohei Ohtani? Is it possible? Let me know. Call 412-928-9370. I think it's possible, but I also want to say something about Shohei Ohtani as well. Because I used to be of the opinion that he was not proven yet when everybody was gawking over him. Just because he played two positions and he did both of those at an average, above average level. He's getting hurt all the time. I said, he's got to prove more to me before I start just worshiping him and bowing down to what he's doing. And it took me, I think, until last season to really appreciate what he's doing. But now this season, he's topped that. And I do believe he might be the best baseball player to come out of the major leagues. Babe Ruth didn't even pitch as much in his career as Shohei Ohtani is starting to now. And Ohtani's career, not even half over, I would say. So if he keeps up at this pace, if Ohtani keeps playing at the pace that he is, and he plays, several more seasons, he will likely go down as the best player that ever played Major League Baseball for just what he's done. Hitting well, pitching well. At an extremely good rate, high level. If any of you are doubting anything out there right now about Ohtani, or maybe you're one of those fans out there, and I know a few of these people, right? No baseball was better than the baseball of the 40s to the 60s. No, I hate those people, right? We've got to appreciate what we have when we have it. Ohtani is one of those guys that we've got to appreciate. You know what? He's here, and he's wonderful, and he's historic, and he's playing at such a high level. I couldn't care less if the Pirates win this game tonight, to be completely honest with you, because I know who the mound opponent is, and I know who's making an influence. Not to mention Mike Trout's on the roster as well. And I'm going to get into a conversation later about where the Angels are in perspective of the rest of the league. But Ohtani himself, great. Ohtani is just one case study in the whole idea that, major league players today are good. And there's not just one stretch of history where baseball was the best. Ooh. You know, the 1920s, Babe Ruth was great. Or, you know, the 70s and the Pirates, nobody can be better than the players that played in the 70s. I just know people like that. And if you're one of those people, a bit of shame on you. Because what we're watching right now is excellence in baseball, especially with Ohtani. But guys like Trout, Ronald Acuna Jr. for the Braves, Pirates players that are coming up. Just watching highlights right now with the Braves. That's where I came up with Ronald Acuna Jr. They're being featured on MLB Network. But anyhow, I mean, there are so many players in baseball right now that can be looked up to and appreciated. So, I don't think we need to so much look to the past for baseball as to just appreciate what we have when we have it. And that's appreciating Ohtani. That's appreciating any other player in the league that plays at an elite level and just appreciate the era for what it is. So, when you watch Shohei Ohtani pitch tonight, I'm sure you might watch on television or listen here on 93.7 The Fan and you experience what Ohtani does. Appreciate it. Appreciate Ohtani for what he is now. Appreciate who the next great player is when that player comes up. And just appreciate the era for what it is and enjoy baseball because you like baseball. Don't try to stick in one era or another. You should enjoy sports as they exist and they go through. And it's a great debate. It's great debates sometimes to argue a little bit who was better, what era was better, which players were better throughout history. Not every player can play at the same time. Every player in sports is going to have his or her own era, a time where they were in the league. And then they move on. And then new players develop and come up and play.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, I'm just saying for now, appreciate Ohtani for what he's doing. And I was a skeptic at first, too, and you could be skeptical as well of anybody you want. I don't think Ohtani, when they first brought him up, it was cool to think, okay, yeah, two-way player, but there's also got to be some there's got to be a prove-it factor, like, hey, prove that you're going to do well. You know, let's see some results first. I think he had a lot of promise. I was always scared, though, about how much he was hurt. I was always scared that he didn't have the durability to last a full season doing both. And now I don't think he does both anymore. He's not in the outfield, you know, playing defense. He's more designated hitting when he's not pitching. And that's fine if that works for him. If you get him on the mound once every 5 days, and then on top of that, he hits for you as well every day in the lineup as a designated hitter, he can be in the middle of your order. I think that's great for the Angels. That's something that literally most, every other player in Major League Baseball cannot manage. And that's why it's impressive in its own right. And that's why you should appreciate, you know, what the game is as it stands now. And I will attest to this, too. I hear this argument sometimes, too. The players now are just, they're worse. And I don't think that's true at all. I think that the rule changes for Major League Baseball this year, just to help the pace of play, I think that has done wonders to bring back some of the best elements in the game. Stalling is not fun to watch. I mean, when you watch NFL games, are the last 6 minutes exciting if a team's up by at least two scores? No, it's not fun because there's a lot of downtime. That team that has the ball and is leading by two scores is trying to run out the clock so the other team doesn't have a chance. That's not fun either. Just, you know, the excitement from beforehand where teams scored might be where the excitement's held, but there's not always exciting moments in football. That's not saying football is not exciting either, but the point is, when you have so much downtime in baseball where batters were taking forever, catchers would stall and do mound visits, right, that wasn't fun, and now we're seeing baseball, you know, extracting its best elements, and we're being brought back to a time where there's a lot of variation in the plays, you know, the stolen bases, the balls put in play. It's all good. So don't, as it relates to Ohtani and watching Ohtani, you know, don't have that perspective of, oh, the game was so much better before. You know, I hate when people say that. Because then what are we supposed to do? Like, you know, you guys want, you know, baseball to thrive, and you want baseball to continue forever and make sure people appreciate it, but, you know, you're not willing to acknowledge or accept the state of the game as it stands currently. And Ohtani's just great evidence into why it's important to appreciate what the game is. Because literally, there's seldom an argument. There's not really an argument for Ohtani not being a good baseball player or a great baseball player or close to the best player that has ever played to this point in history. And the league was founded in 1869. So appreciate what you watch or what you hear described to you tonight. Appreciate what Ohtani's doing. Not really a care for me if the Pirates win, although it will be. Will it be that much more impressive if the Pirates do win? Sure, it might. Maybe beating Ohtani's what the Pirates need to turn around the season and go back to April form as we move toward August. Maybe. But you should appreciate the results of Ohtani today and appreciate how he's played the game and who he is. Because he's a historic player. And there are several other players in Major League Baseball today that are stellar players. You just got to open your eyes a little bit. Just because the players, too, in this league don't all pitch and hit doesn't mean that they're not good players and doesn't mean that they're not worth your time, not worth your energy to follow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.